Welcome back to another week of the AMB Podcast. It's your boy, Young Tamarack. And just like the rest of you, I'm posted up in the crib. Can't really go nowhere. Cut and dry. Let them know what it is, Stare.
Yo, it's your boy, Stare, a.k.a. the finesse fella, a.k.a. that nigga right there in the crib because he's stuck there, too.
Yeah, that's what we all are right now. And, I mean, I guess we can just kind of just jump straight into it, man. Well, I actually have a proposal to begin the episode. I don't know if you have an adult beverage with you out there, but I have one with me where I'm located.
Say no more.
Go ahead and take a shot of this Frontier Whiskey Bullet Rye. Straight American risky whiskey. I said risky. American rye whiskey.
Oh, you trying to get risky, huh?
Nah. Just something to get the conversation started, you know, and then we can just take it from there. So, I mean, whenever you're ready.
You know what? I'm going to join you. I'm going to grab me a good old staple of Tamarack. I picked up it just as the coronavirus was kind of starting. A nice bottle of Jameson.
Nice.
Yes.
Can't go wrong with the J-Mo.
Can't go wrong with the Jameson. So I'm about to lock in, sitting at the normal spot. Those of you who can't tell, we are away from each other. We're not in the same room. This is the first podcast we are trying to do remotely.
Yeah, this is true. And if it wasn't for the fact of there being these restrictions in place, we probably would have ended up recording together. But I think each of us are trying to keep the other safe. So I think that's the best bet. Even though we really haven't gone nowhere, I mean, for the most part, I've only gone between my house, my mother's restaurant, and maybe the grocery store once or twice. But the grocery store is like the hot spot, apparently.
Yeah, like, man.
Because that's the only place everybody can go. But we'll get into that in a few moments. But are you ready?
Let me just take my first sip.
All right. I'm about to take mine. Here we go.
Cheers.
Yeah. All right. How's it, man? Take it from there. How's your coronavirus lockdown week been so far?
It was good. Like, last week was the first time my company, we started like a live stream event where you basically entertain the kids of our job for X amount of time. It was pretty cool. I played The Floor is Lava. I had
smart.
I had like maybe 200 something kids tuned in. The reach was like, collectively as a company, we got like 8,000.
Damn.
But it was pretty cool, you know. I know a lot of kids are bored at home, so for us to give back and make sure their kids get like 15 minutes of an activity or an arts or craft to do, that's something cool.
You worried about like people seeing your home and where you live, or that was like secondary to you?
That's secondary, you know, because you can't see the address. I don't got any mail showing, so it was cool.
Respect.
And then other than that, I just drove to the Sugarloaf Mountains.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How long is that drive? Like what? 30 minutes an hour?
It's like 45. Okay. It's basically like driving to Ian.
You went with the fam?
Yeah, me, Kayla. Loaded up. We didn't get out. We just drove there, and it was pretty cool because Kayla being from New York, seeing big mountains and big trees.
Well, y'all didn't get out.
Hell no.
Why?
Because there's still people over there.
Like mad people?
Good enough. Good enough where I was like, people aren't social distancing. That's all I'll say.
Okay. I was about to say, I mean, I would think that you could, like, reasonably keep your distance in, like, that much vast open space, but, I mean, I guess not.
But at the same time, we didn't take the stroller, so.
Oh, well, that's all y'all. Y'all didn't plan on going out anyways.
Not really.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Because to push her up the mountain, I wasn't really ready for that one.
I ain't even mad at you. I feel that 100%. Yeah. If you don't got to, you don't do it.
Man.
But that's what's up, though. I ain't never been to Sugarloaf Mountains. I pass it all the time when I used to when I was on my way to going to Frostburg for school.
I've gone a few times. It's cool. I went for work, like for summer camp, and it's a mountain. So if you're into that kind of stuff, you'll be into this. That's all I'd say. And it's in our backyard in Maryland, so.
Yeah, and Maryland does have its fair share of like I guess natural beauties or natural resources that people can visit. I don't know if it's something that a lot of people do, but I mean, I've been seeing, I guess with our generation of people, I've been seeing a lot more, people that look like me getting into like going on hikes and, you know, taking adventures such like that. So, I mean, that's what's up, man. I definitely didn't do anything like that. I've pretty much been posted up, working from home, you know, like I said, I'm thankful that I'm in a position where I can still work. But you know, it definitely starts to make the days blend together. Because, you know, I got to Saturday, and I was kind of just like, oh, man, do I gotta go downstairs and log into my computer and, like, do some work? Or
Every day feels like a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a weird spot to be in. But it also had me thinking, like, damn, if niggas in Russia, like, is locked down, like, on a serious level, and they got lions and tigers and shit running around through the city, like, we should just be, like, thankful that we can still drive to the grocery store and do what we got to do if we need to. So, I mean, I'm just trying to take it all in stride, man. There's definitely moments where I feel like I sit down and I'm like, damn, like, we really can't, like, do all the things that we used to do. And, I mean, but other than that, man, like, for the most part, I've been cool. You know, just trying to work out. I've been trying to run. Been, like, trying to vary my days and what I've been doing in terms of my exercises. You know, some days I'll, you know, get a mile in and then run some sprints and then do, like, a little exercise.
How's your breathing?
My breathing's been pretty good, actually. I think, I don't know, I feel like I've been able to run longer than normal. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd have to wait and see until we link back up and we can actually go back and work out at the track and see where it is. I'm still not about to beat you when we do the opening mile, though.
Honestly, I haven't worked out like that since then. So you might be closer than you think.
No. Like, because when I run it with you and then I try to pace it with you, that's when I find myself getting tired. So I'm just like, nah. That's why I'd be like, no.
Because you gotta stay in your momentum, your tempo. Yeah,
for sure. And that's something that I've definitely been taking with me when I run here at home. I gotta, when I start out, because I go up a hill to begin because I'm leaving my neighborhood, then I'm like, all right, once I get down the hill, I gotta be like, all right, this is where I gotta find my pace and how I'm gonna run the whole way. So I just try to maintain that. But yeah, that's pretty much been it. I'm sure everybody's been on the same wave of trying to be fit at home and you know, just doing what they can and just trying to keep your mind off of the fact that you can't do what you normally do or what you would like to do or have the option to do the things that you want to do. So that's where I'm at with it. But from there, Alistair, man, can you hook us up with the weekly top five?
Top five.
Because we are on lockdown, Corona, we're going to do the top five things that you're doing right now. What is the top five? Like,
all right, man, top five things that I'm doing right now. No particular order. So scrolling from my favorite video, whether it be on X Video or Pornhub.
Did you try the premium?
I did, man. The premium was trash to me, bro. I'm sorry. The premium was trash to me, and maybe because I don't know, I like my porn just to be a little, just like, I wanted to feel real. Like, of course, every now and again, I'd like delve into like the world of like those like super like HD premium videos. So, I mean, if you like super clear quality scripts written by somebody with like, I guess, eighth grade skill level of writing scripts for porn, then it's all for you. But I mean, nah, I like it to be like, yo, like, these people are in their house and like their relatives can walk in at any moment. Like, we don't know. So but like, that's that. Just looking at stocks like I always do. So I mean, that's something I'm always looking at. Looking at different like fits and stuff, or like different outfits, like trying to find like shit that I want to buy from whenever.
Oh, you trying to come out? You trying to come out like wavy?
Ask me how many things I bought so far, though.
Oh, it better be zero.
Yeah, it's zero. So, yeah. But I'll be looking at things just to be like, all right, man. I mean, maybe when we pop out in you know, saying next January, you know, we can I can rock this.
Okay.
So that's what, like, that's four so far or three?
That's three.
All right. Of course, fitness. So, I mean, if I don't end up finding myself outside, you know, running, I'm in the crib doing, like, I try to do 200 push-ups, 200 sit-ups. And honestly, going to my mom's restaurant, man, it's actually been kind of helpful because it's a chance to get out of the house and just, like, interact with people outside of, like, the people that I work with virtually on the phone. And I think that's five, right?
Yeah, that's five.
Yeah, that's five, so...
You definitely are way more active than me, and I'm kind of jealous, but...
Well, I mean, to preface it a little bit, my mom's car, like, I'm literally looking at it right now, is being worked on by a mechanic. Shout out to the mechanics that pull up to your house. But we only have one car in the house. My mom takes the other car that's available. So if anybody needs to go to the restaurant, or if there needs to be any moves made for the restaurant, it's me pretty much doing that. So that's why I have that option.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, for me, I would say... Number one would definitely be making TikToks. I thought it was kind of corny and annoying at first, but it's fun. It's an app that, you know, kills time.
I saw somebody say if all the gangster niggas can dance, it's okay for everybody else to dance. So like, 100%. Straight, like, do your 100%. Thing.
100%. That's, you know, thing. Like I'll be and once you learn the dance, it's kind of like you're just gonna always remember how to do it. So if I fuck it up once again when we get out there next September, like you know,
you can't do TikTok dances in the club though, bro.
Watch me.
I mean, if they play the specific song.
No. But see, that's the thing. You don't even have to, because once you start with hitting the folks, all you gotta do is stay on beat.
I feel like that's all the dances that'll come out recently, though. But I'm gonna let you continue.
Exactly. So that's one. I say number two. I'd say hanging out with my daughter. That's definitely a dope, like, experience. She's officially 3 months today. So
hey.
I had a sound effect queued up, but it
didn't. Oh damn. Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, shout out to Nami. Number three, I'd say watching anime with my daughter and Kayla. That's definitely up there because I'm making the whole One Piece journey, and we just finished the Robin arc, and that's pretty cool. So she actually sees why I picked Nami as a name, because she kind of got to experience her battle of using her mind instead of her muscles. And that was pretty cool.
You're going to have to run that, but you're going to have to run that episode back though in a couple of years.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
What else? I would say my morning meditation. It's definitely assisted, but yeah, I'd say my morning meditation. If you know what assisted means, yeah, you're probably right. And this is the last one. I would say playing in my Madden League with the guys. Honestly, it's
definitely forgot about 2K, but you're right. Keep going.
Nah, 2K. 2K's. We can have a block.
Well, yeah, we'll have a slight discussion about 2K.
Yeah, but yeah, with the Madden League, it's just something fun to do. We just restarted the league. I had Mahomes, and then I changed my. We redrafted, and I got Josh Rosen now, so it's a different dynamic. But I have Odell. And I built my defense way different. So it's more fun of a league. Everybody's struggling. Everybody has injuries. And it just keeps everybody on their toes for the game. And it's something to do. And then honorable mention, Netflix, of course. But, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like everyone's been Netflixing it up. Actually, so what have you been watching on Netflix? Because I feel like at this point, everyone's exploring every single option, whether it be even like foreign movies or like movies that are made here. So like, I know me personally, I just recently got into watching Ozark, and I feel like I didn't really know what to expect initially because nobody ever really full-on talks about it. People are always just like, hey, did you watch Ozark? I'm just like, no, what the fuck is in Ozark? Is that like a morphing type of droid or what is that? And I mean, it's a pretty good show. It has Jason Bateman in it, and you know, he's a pretty solid actor. I mean, once you get past the fact of like he's usually in like something that's like kind of comedy-based, but he plays his role very well. He has this kind of like sarcastic like tone about him at times, but I mean, for the most part, he plays a really smart guy in the show, and it's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, I'm only into the first season. It has three, so I've been binging between that and like playing 2K. But I also finished watching, of course, what the fuck was it, Tiger King, and I know everybody watched that shit. And if did you watch Tiger King?
I actually didn't watch Tiger King because what? Everybody ruined it. Everybody talked about the. Because see, in the document, it's like. Okay, I see what's gonna happen, like with the whole Carol and them swinging, and then it's like, oh, okay, it's just a wild community of people who raise tigers.
Yeah, but it's more to it. Like, it's like I would watch it, Alistair. I think it's wild. Like, it's some wild shit that you would be like, damn, I did not expect. Like, that's kind of how at first I started watching it, because I ended up watching it randomly, and I was just like, I don't know, man. Like, this is a guy who probably says the N-word in his spare time when there's no cameras around. So, I mean, you know. But, no, it's actually really interesting to see that. I don't know if you've seen the meme of, like, Spider-Man where, like, he's pointing at himself. And, like, it's like, hey, we're Spider-Man. Is it me or is it you? It's kind of like that. Like, people are pointing the finger at each other for doing the same thing just with a different message or, like, using a different vehicle to carry that message. So it's an interesting documentary, and I would say, and that's something that I think Netflix is doing a really good job of is putting
good Netflix is getting it out because they know niggas is watching. Like they're throwing a lot of movies out. Something I saw was the Dave Chappelle Mark Twain, that's a doc, but it's basically around stand up and all the people that have been affected by or helped by Dave Chappelle and them honoring him, like Sarah Silverman. Neil Brennan was there, Ashley Larry, Donnell Rollins was there. It was hey, hilarious.
Donnell Rollins is funny as shit.
He's funny as shit. But they go over shit. They go over like the show, his stand up, how he got the award, because Mark Twain is like the biggest, most prestigious thing in comedy. But it's crazy because it was at the Kennedy Center.
Why does Mark Twain have an award? Is it an award?
Yeah, it's an award.
Is it like a literary award? Because Mark Twain's like a book writer, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I should
have brought my laptop with me, I guess it has to do with like literary or just like whatever, something to do with like whatever you have to
something
say.
Something to do with words.
Write. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. But yeah, I mean, I feel like Netflix is there. They're doing a good job with it, with the documentaries and trying to keep everybody entertained. I actually need to watch Players Club because they just put that on there. And I've never seen the full movie, and I got clowned the other day for not having seen it, so I got to check that out.
That's a classic.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everybody keeps saying, but I mean, it's one of those things I never really sat down fully, and especially like I don't have like. I guess my parents are not watching Players Club, you know what I mean? So it's not a movie they're like, hey, let's all sit down and rent Players Club. You know, so, but I definitely got to check that out in my spare time. And I plan to, because I mean, all I have is spare time when I'm not working. So, anything else you've been watching? Anything else you've been watching on Netflix, though?
Just rewatching Arrested Development. That's pretty much it, man. It's been cooling. I just let that play in the background. I'll tune in, I'll tune out, I'll take a nap. But for the most part, it's just been cooling. Oh, I just started Peaky Blinders, which is like a British show. Can't tell you what it's about because I was like in and out of sleep in the first episode that I saw. Mm-hmm. I saw some Asian people blowing smoke, and it was like, I can read your fortune. I was like, oh, okay.
I heard Peaky Blinders is pretty good though, so I mean, I gotta check that out.
Exactly. So I heard it was good, so I was like, let me check it out. But yeah, we'll see.
No, that's what's up.
We'll see.
Let me ask you about this. So just like how you kind of talked about how you've been, you know, taking naps and, you know, chilling a little bit on your quarantine little hiatus or whatever. There's been a lot of, I guess, tweets or things that I've seen on the internet. And again, me personally, I'm starting to feel sometimes like maybe like 65 to 70% of the time, the internet is like the devil, bro, because that shit just be having people all types of fucked up and confused. But what I've been seeing a lot of is people talking about, oh, if you're not working on something or bettering yourself or coming out with a new skill out of this quarantine, it's like you're wasting that. And then I've seen a lot of people on the other end of being like, well, I mean, why are people like telling people that if they're not doing something that they're wasting their time? This is like a very, kind of depressing and overwhelming for some people, depending on who you are, blah, 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 blah. And I was sitting there thinking to myself when I saw it, I was like, damn, like, who cares if you learn a new skill or not? Like, if that's what you want to do, then you go ahead and do that. But I feel like people are so caught up in, like,
I think the message is kind of being social mediated out and kind of made corny. Cause like I get the intention, but like, oh, make sure you're doing something, make sure you come out. Cause I've even said it myself. But it's like, you just gotta take care of you. Like, as long as you're okay, you're mental, you don't need to be working, you don't need to be like overriding yourself to push yourself through a brick wall, but you need to be doing something. Don't let the time be wasted. Like, because I know a lot of people who are just like, all right, I'm gonna just sit in the house and it's a vacation. But it's not a vacation, it's still life. Because once all this is over, you're gonna have to walk back into the world and be like, I can still offer this, I can still do this, I can still make a sentence. Because if you're not writing, you're gonna forget. It's a skill that's not.
No, I feel you 100%. I just feel like, I don't know. I don't see why. I don't want to say necessarily a new skill, but like you can come out with like even a hobby or something. I feel like it's just there's just so much time. Like there's 24 hours in the day, right? Let's say you're not working your job and your job is still paying you. Like reasonably, like you could like do something. Like if you want to pick up crocheting, if you want to pick up GIMP, it can be as simple as picking up GIMP from when you was a kid. You know what I'm saying? But like you should at least be doing something. Like, you know what they say, like,
that's what I'm saying. You got to do something.
I don't hand you the devil's workshop. So, I mean, you're going to find yourself getting into some shit that you probably shouldn't be, you know what I mean, if you're not working on something or actively working on something. Even if it's just you taking the time to focus on your fitness, or if you learn how to cook, like, new – if you do work on a new meal, like, every couple of days or something. But, I mean, I feel like people just get so, like, offended by people even saying that. It's just like, what's the real issue? Like, are you, like, afraid to learn a new skill? I feel like there's a hidden something behind people and why they like kind of react the way they do to certain tweets or certain things that people are saying. Cause it's always like, oh.
Cause people just want to, No, but you got to look at how people are living on social media now. People are spending their entire day scrolling, retweeting, hashtagging, and doing the same thing over and 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 over. So it's like, of course, you're going to be like, oh, don't waste your time. Don't be irrelevant. Don't be like, I don't know. People are just weird. They want to react to something. There's nothing to react to but the corona.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I just feel like, man, I don't know. I just don't see nothing wrong with people like making that statement and saying, okay, yeah, like if you like, you know, if you're not working on something, I mean, it is kind of a waste. Because how many times do you get to hit the pause button on like your life? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't get that opportunity a lot of the time. I mean, I can see where people feel like, okay, it's like. It's pressure, but I mean, pressure is only what you make it. You know what I mean? If you feel like the pressure is being applied to you, then shit, maybe that shit really is directed to you, and you should be working on something. If you feel pressure about seeing those type of statements, you know what I mean? But that's just—it's just shit on the internet. Yeah. It's just like, man, how can something that somebody typed, who you don't know where they're located at, have that much of an effect on you personally?
Because we live in a society that wants to be accepted by others, so. If everybody's doing something and everybody's TikToking, yeah, I want to TikTok.
Nah, I hear you.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised what you can accomplish on the internet. Nah, you right can. One person can look at the TikTok shit and be like, "Oh, that's mad corny," and another nigga's like, "Oh, I'm too old for that." But you got a grandpa hitting the whoa, and it's like.
I mean,
oh,
what I will say about the whole TikTok thing is I'm just not switching clothes with like a female like to be on TikTok. Like
that's a bit much.
Like you can be funny without having to put on women's clothes, or maybe you're just not that funny, and that's fine too. You know, you know what I mean. Like it's okay. It's not that big of a deal. Maybe do something else or find people who are funny and give them your ideas so they can execute. But like I just feel like that's just real. Just I don't know, man. I don't know. If you want to wear women's clothes, cool. Be my guest. It's just.
Nah, there's a fine line. Even when I did the hit the switch jump, like I was like, all right, I'm gonna be a baby. All I did was put my clothes on. Like I put some track tights on.
You should have had Kayla hold you t-shirt. Too, by the way. That would have made a lot of sense. Y'all could have pulled that off.
See,
you
I'm too
all
big.
You do, all you had to do
I'm
was too big. We tried. Y'all could have made it work.
We'll see. I mean, thanks for the creative.
Oh, no problem. I just feel as if
creative idea.
If a woman's pushing a whole baby out, she can hold a nigga for a couple of seconds. She can hold a nigga for a couple seconds, man. But yeah, I mean, but for the most part, nah, TikTok is cool, man. It's just that, at least for me, and a lot of people have been like, I'm not gonna say a lot. Like, it's been like thousands of people because you know I'm a regular nigga. But a couple of people have been like, yo, like, yeah, we're waiting on your TikTok to come. I'm sorry guys, but my TikTok's probably not gonna come. Like I'll probably get on other people's TikToks. Like I have no problem getting on other people's TikTok. I just don't be having the
time. See, here's the thing, right? You're funny. I think. Don't say that.
I don't.
Everybody has a time. You don't. You're
no,
making.
No, no. I'm making the choice not to use the little bit of time that I do get throughout the day to do TikToks. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely like I would do other people's TikToks if there was like free time or opportunity to do it. Even maybe if we weren't in quarantine, I probably would have a TikTok.
That seems backwards, but okay. I feel like people are getting in TikTok because of the. I think they're getting into
TikTok. But TikTok was already a wave before. Like, it was already on its way to being a wave before this.
But it wasn't. But niggas are sitting down now. Like, I'm not saying you have to be tuned in, but you have. It's just an.
Oh, no. I mean, the way I'm looking.
There's not many.
I feel you, but the way I'm looking at it is like. Even leading up to this, like, you can go on your timeline on any social media and, like, see a TikTok, like, out of one every, like, maybe, like, I mean, I might even be gassing it, but one out of every, like, 6 to 7 posts, you can see a TikTok video as your junk. The number probably just dropped to, like, maybe, like, 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 4 being something to do with TikTok, but, like, it was already a wave. For it to be something that's less than 1 out of 10, I think that constitutes a wave, in my opinion. But
I'm just mad Ty Dolla Song can never be played again.
Honestly, I never heard that song until TikTok. And then I went to listen to it the other day and I said, this is a good song. I wish Wiz Khalifa wasn't on it, but it's his track.
Yeah, I just feel like that joint.
It's a good song, though. Dead. Like Ty Dolla Song never.
It's a great
talent.
Song. That's why I'm sad.
True I'm talent.
Sad. Oh, you know what's funny? Something else I did since the last time we potty. I actually went back and listened to our old episodes.
Oh, it sounded like potty, you said sweet potty. I was like, is that the term that the kids are using now? It's potty? All right. Yeah.
Potty? What would that even mean?
The form of potting or podcasting, just in a different tense? I don't know, Alistair. We're doing this in a different format of recording, so maybe I'm having a hard time hearing you. Anyways, but you went back and listened to the old episodes.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of the first one, and I was like, nah, I can't do this anymore. I heard the second one with Ralph, and I was like, yo, this is really rare.
Yeah, shout out to Ralph.
Really rare.
Shout out to Abu, too. He just had a birthday. Shout out to my cousin Ellis, who had a birthday, too. Shout out to Jasmine Walker, who just had a birthday, too. And shout out to Haitian Sam. Haitian Sam, who just had a birthday as well.
Shout out to Miss Caleb, who just had a birthday. I mean, not really just, but...
Am I missing somebody? James Walker. Shout out to James Walker. He just had a birthday not too long ago, too.
Shout out to my man Brandon Rodney, who's about to have a birthday, and Micah Johnson.
Shout out to all the birthdays who are affected by the COVID shit. When we get back outside, y'all, we all turn up on one accord for everybody's birthday that we missed. So everybody call out a week of work in advance.
That's gonna be a everybody wild.
Call out,
nah,
everybody
week.
Gotta call out a week in advance. That's turn gonna up be a and wild recover.
Week. My birthday was in during COVID.
Oh shit! Another one.
Nah, you. They gotta go crazy with the deals that they like, cause like drinks can't be like $13 out in DC, bro. They gotta charge like they gotta be like $8 drinks, bro, just for like a weekend, bro. And like I'm telling you, they'll make so much money, bro. Cause niggas already buy hella drinks right now, like $12, $13 a piece. If you make them eight,
nigga, shit. But just off the muscle, everyone's gonna. Well, be everybody, outside. Yeah,
that's true.
Like once this is all said and done, they can make outside. It don't matter. It don't matter what.
I know, bro. I got wishful thinking. I just want them to lower the price.
Just for me, bro.
Okay.
Even the $10 a drink will be straight.
I feel it though.
That shit will be amazing. But I honestly, in terms of us getting back outside, I don't see us officially like being able to actually like go out places till like maybe late July, maybe August, bro.
Honestly, I'm saying September. Yeah. Yeah. Because the way I look at it, right now, things are being affected. And I think just with VA putting it out till June, that's just a message. Like,
I mean, but with not the, getting I mean, better I, see, my thing that's really throwing me off is the statistics in terms of the curve flattening. I feel like we don't get enough reports on the curve flattening due to social distancing. And I don't know how well that social distancing.
Cause niggas are
no,
distancing.
But here's the thing, honestly, if people are like, if you go out and you pay attention, like when we go to, like I was at the grocery store the other day, like you have to only one person at a time can check out. You know what I mean? And the space.
I don't even wait. I don't even go to the.
Oh,
ring
you go up. To a fancy grocery check-out. Store. Aldi don't got that. I'm poor, so I can't really relate. But
I go to Giant. It's not really like fancy. Not at Aldi,
nigga.
True.
Yeah, man, I just feel like people have been doing what they can to social distance. Like, my neighborhood, for the most part, be looking like a ghost town, except for the people who, like, come back home from work whenever, like, they're done working for the day. So, but, I mean, I don't know. I feel like if we don't flatten the curve by, like, the end of this month, everybody got to give up all their hopes for the summer, though. Like officially 100%.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's what we got a couple more weeks until we get to the end of the month, and then, you know what I'm saying, we can really have a real conversation about where we stand.
I don't know, bruh. I just see every single day I wake up and check the news, it's the same thing. And I look outside my house and I see people every day in the streets. When the very few times I actually have left my house, I see like masked cars. When I'm in the CVS, I'm holding my breath, walking past all the old people, but still like it's masked people out the house. So I don't know. I don't know.
You're about to hear a brief interruption between me and the mechanic. Sorry, just checking with the mechanic for my mom's car, y'all. Again, shout out to the mechanics that pull up to work on your car at your crib. It's very lit. But I'm sorry, Alistair. I interrupted you. Where was you at last?
Something about...
Damn. Well, anyway. To shift gears, let's talk about the extreme... activity that everybody's been doing, which by extreme activity I mean watching IG lives. Watching IG lives.
What live have you tuned into to so far that's been the most lit in your opinion?
I'm kind of over it at this point, but the ones that, like at first I was like, yo, this is really cool, but then it kind of got repetitive, as you guys can probably see, and then it's just people FaceTiming.
But you get insight into, like, so it's always different when famous people do
insight into what?
You just get to see, like, the personality of that person or how that person behaves, you know what I mean?
Cause I've seen like local people, like I've actually tuned into King P a few times, snapping on niggas on producers verses, and it's kind of like every time I go in and be like, "Yo, King, drop the tape," and he never
focus on the snap.
He's just focused on.
You gotta tell him. You gotta tell him off the
yeah. And I'm like, "Yo, go for it."
You gotta tell him off the solo tip.
Of course. Well, but in terms of a live snap, I'd say Tory Lanez.
Yeah, Tory Lanez probably has the most lit job. I can't even front.
And in terms of like a battle, I'd say T-Pain versus Lil Jon.
I didn't even get to really watch that. I just heard a little bit of it.
That was a cool one to like to, because those were like, I think it was way more competitive than the Scott Storrs.
Yeah, Scott Storrs got hits, my nigga.
And that.
I mean, Mandy Fresh too.
Yeah,
Mandy
Fresh and that's what I never. Hits. It's different.
Mandy Fresh got the hood classics, but Scott Storch
got hood classics. The Jones though, and he basically raised Lil Wayne, but
Scott Storch got the Jones.
That
make it rain
real different. With
that down Scott below Storch. With Roddy Rich.
When you played the piano. And
yeah,
remember,
I mean, but you gotta think though. When you hear
stick a fork in this
way, you can, like, kind of get a feel for like the sound of the person. So like you'll notice that like a good, like even like the he did the runner beat for Chris Brown, right? If I'm not mistaken, yeah. So like they all got a certain type of sound to them though. But like, yeah, I don't know if Manny Fresh and Scott Storch. I mean, I don't know. Front, like I said, hood classics are important, bro. Because like Back That Ass Up definitely eats up a good amount of songs. It's just that we all know that it's coming. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like,
yeah, but that's sure. the ace in the hole, and I feel like Scott Storch has had so many counter jabs that by the time you got to it, it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Down on my ass. And that's why I enjoyed Lil Jon, because Lil Jon has the whole crunk movement. It was like, holy shit. And then you got T-Pain, who was like, I had a whole, like, he had, like, a 3-year run. And he had shit with Wayne. It was like, okay. That's tough.
We're supposed to get a T-Wayne project, bro. I'm still blown about that. That never happened. I'm going to have to cop that shirt, though. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Oh, also, I would like to apologize to everybody who commented on the J. Cole Kendrick post. I didn't know that whatchamacallit was canceled. April Fool's Day because of all the bad news.
You put a post up saying what?
I do apologize. That the album was going to come out. And then
people believed you?
Well, of course not, but you know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Even Donzel was like, it's not even going to slap that hard. I said, you're crazy. But it's not. Mm-hmm. It's April Fool's, bro. I got Sam. Yeah, it was, and Tony.
You're a bastard.
Tony, too.
I mean, I saw a bunch of posts that didn't make sense when I was reading them during April Fool's, and I wasn't even considering the fact that it was April Fool's Day, and I was like, nah, this isn't true. Like, I saw the Cowboys sign Des Bryant, and I was like, never, bro. Never. So, I guess if you're not thinking about that, this was a perfect time to do April Fool's on people, bro. Yeah, it's perfect.
Uh-huh. So... Yeah, but you know it's because it's so much information that's out there right now, and so many people are talking. You kind of are looking for some good news, so it's like I think people's guards are down.
Oh yeah, people's guards are all the way down. Zero, zero, zero guard.
down below. But yeah, man, it's just hella people walking out. Cause I'm sitting in my car right now. It's hella people just walking outside in the neighborhood, man.
That's what
it's
I'm
like,
saying.
I ain't never seen this many people walk before. Or at least it's the people who got dogs that are walking for sure. But like, I ain't never seen this many people just like walking for the sake of walking. Hella kids riding their bikes, man. Got me feeling like I'm wild for posting up in my whip.
scrolling up and shit.
But, man.
Before we got on, you said a lot of the topics all tied to the same thing. So, would you like to elaborate on
So what I meant when I said that was just that at a certain point, a lot of the conversations that I've had, whether it be with you or with other people that I talk to that I'm cool with, they all seem to come back to the fact of, like, you know, coronavirus, because that's the biggest thing that's, you know, impacting everybody's life. So, like, even when we just had the discussion just now about the IG lives, the reason why those battles and those things are happening are because of the coronavirus, just to give people a chance to have some sort of entertainment or something they can do other than, you know, focusing on the fact that there's a virus that is slowly but surely creeping up and wiping out people. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
My mom says you're going to test for Abby.
All right, that's cool. I got you.
What's up,
y'all? Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Niggas out here got me test driving whips like it's a fucking car lot. That's crazy. But what was I about to say? But yeah, I just feel like, man, it's really something that dominates our life. And because we don't know a whole lot about it, we're all just kind of living in limbo right now. But again, like, even the conversation about what we're watching on Netflix is, where the uptick in Netflix watching is because why? The coronavirus is keeping us all
coronavirus
inside, talking about social distancing. That's something that a concept that we've never ever explored or ever discussed before. But because of this virus, it's something that we have to legitimately talk about and consider moving forward. Because, like they've been saying, this virus isn't something that's going to be here just for, you know, this season. It's something that is going to be around for a little bit until they figure out a way to put together a vaccine and completely eradicate it. But I mean, even then, you don't just eradicate a virus within, you know, a couple of months or a year. Sometimes it takes years to officially get rid of something. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, the scientists out there who, you know, paid those hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to school and to be in debt for student loans and shit. Hopefully they're out there doing that work and doing what they need to do so that, you know, we can get ahead of this, you know, and get back to living our regular lives. Because, I mean, honestly, like I said, I would be so okay if we got to, even if it's past my birthday, if we got to the end of July and, like, we can actually go back to, like, going out and going back to doing what we do, I'm fine with that. I wouldn't even be too bad.
I just find it so hard to do that because if the whole main message is social distancing, how can you regulate people's distancing once everybody's in proximity? Like, yeah. In terms of football games, in terms of McDonald's.
I think I said this on the last episode. But what they're trying to do with social distancing now is they just want to flatten the curve of how many people are actually getting it. If they can decrease that and get it to a point where they can have manageable numbers, where they can reasonably treat everybody within a reasonable amount of time, the healthcare system won't be overloaded. That's the real problem. People are going to get the coronavirus. There's nothing we can do about that. But what we can do is decrease the rate in which they do get it. If you can decrease the rate, you'll be in a way better position to handle it in terms of, you know, with the healthcare supplies. Like, them having to go to China to get 1 million masks is crazy because there should have already been enough masks to handle something like that if it came down to it. But because the country wasn't prepared, we're already behind the eight ball. Same thing with having the testing available. We're behind the eight ball. If you can get to the point of where you have enough tests widely available and you can turn around the test results quickly, then you'll be able to actually see where you truly stand. But right now, we're kind of just pissing in the wind in terms of trying to figure out, okay, well, what are the numbers? What does it look like? How many people are getting it? How many people are recovered? Like, it's going to be a little while before we get to a point where I feel like, I don't even want to say a little while, but until I feel like when we get to the end of this month, we'll have a better idea where we stand. But the end of this month is not going to be the end of the quarantine, in my opinion. I'll be very surprised, happy, but very surprised if we get to that point.
Yeah, it's just tough. I really don't see an end in sight, and it kind of sucks because there's so many people being affected personally, and like, just because it doesn't really
open somebody you know has it
until like you're hearing somebody you know has it, or somebody you know has been affected by it. It's like that's what really opened my eyes to. I've never been one to be like, oh, it's not real. Oh, 5G radiation is the reason why. Oh, they're trying to control it, but like. When it really, because even when my mom got deployed, I was like, it's not that bad. She'll be back. When I'm calling her and talking to her on the phone, she's like frazzled in Texas talking about, yeah, I don't even know. Nobody knows. They don't know when I'm going home. They don't know when this is happening. I'm just like, oh my gosh. That's when my antenna goes up. Like, I don't see an end in sight. I don't see an end in sight. And I feel like not enough people are listening to the social
media. I mean, I will say I've seen less videos of people like on IG like being like together, and if it is, it's very small numbers. I mean, it's just very hard to be like completely.
Oh, and that's another thing. Every time I'm out now, like, I just feel like I've been programmed to be like, let me start counting these niggas. How many people are in this parking lot? Like, I'm looking out my window right now. There's an ambulance going right down the street. That's crazy.
I mean, I feel like I just feel like there's, I don't know. I don't want people to think that they can't leave their house. You know what I mean? Like, you can go outside. You can breathe the air. But, like, the way they're, like, changing up, like I guess – the rules or standards for being able to, I guess, catch or contract the disease, because recently the CDC released, I guess, a report or like a note or whatever the fuck the medical dudes produce, pretty much saying that if you're going to go out, it's best that you probably wear a mask at this point. And I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. I thought if you were sick, you should wear a mask. Or right.
And it keeps changing.
And I'm just like, all right, well, clearly nobody really knows exactly what's going on and how this is like 100% how you get it. You know what I mean? They've been saying it's passed through breathing in, like, I guess, sweat droplets or like air droplets from people who have it. But it's like, bruh, it almost sounds like I could go outside and walk into the grocery store, and if I breathe, I can get the fucking virus.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's what I said last podcast, too. I was like, there's not enough information. And there's so much information that people are confused. People are confused and don't know what to do. Because, like, someone like me, who doesn't have a mask, I'm walking through CVS to go get, I think it was, like, gas drops for NAMI or some shit. And I'm seeing nothing but old folks. So I'm walking through, like, it's a fucking video game. Like, all right, I'm going to hold my breath. And I'm going to turn the corner.
But you're like, not the only one who don't have a mask. Like, I was out there, and there's people who still don't have masks. The only reason I got one is because... like I said, I went to
I know.
And like everybody who was getting care out orders like me had on mask. I said, oh, I'm fucking loafing out here. I don't got no mask. Shit, let me stop playing. So I went and grabbed something. Mom had some at the restaurant for, you know, her employees to be, I guess, to be as safe as possible. But yeah, man, it's a lot of people who don't have them because for one, they're not available to everybody. If you go on Amazon to get even like three washable masks, bro, it's like over like $20, bro. And these are just like fucking cotton masks. And it's like, these masks shouldn't cost this much money. But it's because of the situation that we're in currently that they're really busting.
Supply and demand, what you mean, bro?
Like, bro, I don't even know the last time I seen hand sanitizer in the store.
Thank God we already stacked up before, like, this shit hit the fan. Because I've seen some videos of people looking for toilet paper. And I was like, you're not going to find that.
Yeah, that so was the it's first just thing. Like... And I was at Advanced Auto Parts picking up parts from my mom's car, and this lady came in and was like, you guys have any more of your black gloves? And he was like, nah, we're not getting a shipment for another 2 weeks. I said, damn. He said, they shut the warehouse down. I said, wow.
Yeah, on our way back from, where we go? From Sugarloaf. We tried to get Chick-fil-A.
The drive-thru was crazy. Oh, they closed it?
But.
Oh, right. I was about Sunday. To say. Yeah, so why didn't y'all go to Popeye?
I was saying. I was, because Popeyes is never drive-through.
Which one got a drive-through?
The one by me. Popeyes
by you.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah. I definitely, I was telling Caleb the other day, I was like, yo, honestly, I
go. Man, that don't make everything right all right.
That would make me feel so
good. All right. I can't even. I was down on my ass. Had to go a new direction.
Oh, so I do have a question. How is your 2K team right now?
My franchise team is all right. I just need to get a real center, man. That's the only thing that's really holding me back. So I'm trying to pick up Kyle O'Quinn so I can get, like, somebody.
And that's why I picked P.J. Brown. P.J. Brown, after the draft,
that's what's up. Christian Laettner's at 81. The only problem with Christian Laettner is just his interior defense. He's just not a bruiser. You know what I'm saying?
He's also not.
I mean, athletic. He does what he needs to do, though. He's great down low, though. Like, he finishes a lot of buckets down low. I just really just got to get that enforcer. So, like, you know what I mean? I can actually, like, start taking.
That's why I spent every single dime I had for Boogie. I saw in the free agency. I picked up Boogie. So, for the podcast audience, my team is Terry Rozier at the one, Zach LaVine at the two, Jonathan Isaac at the three, Zion, and then Boogie. So I was like, yeah. But before that, I had like fucking Marquise Chris, and everybody was giving me buckets. I was like, yo, I need a center. So I had to address that early and quick. And I got depth now. Kelly O'Quinn.
Oh, Linnick.
Oh, Linnick. Yeah,
I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, but 2K is a
terrible game. They made it. They made a bad game this year, man.
They made a really bad game, and it's good enough that I play it for this boredom time. But yeah, it's a bad.
No, I feel that.
I'm sorry.
Well, shit, Alex, there, man. Is there anything else that you wanted to chop it up about, or anything you want to at least leave the people with before we wrap this up?
Bryce, I do have a question. How is the single life in this quarantine time? So is this like DM sliding, prime time, everybody answering, or it's like they working on themselves? So
honestly, I haven't even hit that many DM slides, bro. Part of me just be like, man, like, I don't know, man. I just feel like a lot of girls play.
But you're the shoot your shot guy, you know?
The ideal time to do so, man. Because, I mean, at a certain point, like, after talking to somebody for, like, a couple of days, like, it's like, oh, shit, well, like, are we about to, like, link up? Well, no, we really can't because we're in quarantine. So it's like, all right, well, what the fuck? Why would I waste my time, you know, sending those messages? It's kind of – I mean, if you want to set up – like, I've seen, like, people talk about, oh, yeah, niggas setting up dates for, like, August. And I'm like, well, I mean, shit, I'm not trying to set up dates for August. I'm not. I mean, I'll talk to people, but, like, at the most you can do is FaceTime people, but you know, people be real iffy about FaceTime, and if you like hitting the DM slide with somebody that you don't really know that well, even if you get to know them via text, not everybody want to FaceTime. So you gotta have a certain level of comfort to do even those type of things with you. So if you can't establish that with your words via message, which is kind of hard to do, I mean, then you're in a tough position. So I mean, for the most part, I would say if you feel like you need to take a shot, go for it. I never would say don't take a shot. But, I mean, me personally, it's just not the most advantageous position to be in terms of shooting your shot.
Advantageous?
It's not, yeah. It's just not the best position to be in. So, I mean, take your time, post up, you know, work on some of the lines you want to drop on shorties in the future. Maybe get your meme game up. You know, girls like memes and gifs and shit like that are funny or relate to them. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I got in terms of that. But, I mean, it's cool. I'm cool in it, man. For the most part, I just be talking to my niggas. So...
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, I pretty much be doing the same. Cooling in the crib with Kayla. It's definitely something that can either strengthen or hurt a relationship. So all the listeners in relationships, take this time to really meet and know your partner. If you're living with them, play tic-tac-toe for 2 hours.
Fuck
if
no.
If you're FaceTiming, do something in it. This nigga said fuck. But you gotta spend your time. This is something that you're gonna either tell your future kids, or this is something that's gonna open your eyes and be like, you know what, I don't know if post corona I'm be with this girl. You gotta be honest with yourself.
I would say your best bet if you're living with somebody, I mean, yeah, bro, you just gotta kind of just make it through it. Yeah.
Make it peaceful.
Be cool, man. You gotta think about how other people are seeing shit. Hopefully the other person's thinking about how you're seeing shit, and just, yeah, work it out. Make it be amicable about the resources within the home in terms of like television and like the time you spent doing like your individual things. So yeah, I definitely feel you on that.
How many sips and cups did you have in this sitting?
Oh, I only took that one shot. I didn't know we was continuously drinking. Damn.
My
bad.
What?
You don't. Yeah, Christ. I feel terrible. I'll take one shot before we wrap up. But yeah, you wanna hit those folks with the good word, aka the stairs to greatness.
Oh man, I was mid pouring a shot. Stairs to greatness. Yeah, this week's Stairs to Greatness is going to be, today is a blessing, not a vacation.
Yeah, I heard that again. I'd be feeling that way at fucking work. God damn, that shit is not a vacation work. I'd be actually hella shit. But I like that.
You can follow me. Yeah, you know. Always. We're going to have, like, t-shirts with a bunch of them, and then, like, the best ones. And it's going to be like, oh, shit. Yeah, you won't cop those. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Dr_DoWork. Instagram is the same thing. Make sure you follow our podcast page, AMD Period Podcast. We're all locked in together. Thanks for locking in with us, the podcast. We're giving this content for you, and we're working as hard as we are because I know that y'all appreciate it, y'all enjoy it, and it keeps you thinking that something is kind of normal in these crazy times. So, co-host, I'm going to throw it to you for the
sign-off. Hey, man. Appreciate everybody for listening, man. Of course, this is the AMD Podcast. It's your boy, Young Tamarack. You can follow me on all my social media at Young Tamarack, YOUNGTA. Oh, damn, that looked like somebody I knew. I'm sorry. Somebody was driving an Amazon Prime truck, and that just fucked me up. Sorry. YOUNGTAMARACK. all social media. You know, hit me up. Reach out to me. Whatever. You know what I mean? I talk nice if you talk nice to me. And of course, we always play our music from a local artist. So at the end of this episode, I'm going to play something off of that new project from Real Deuce, Rap Ways. So this is the AMB Podcast, man. Hey. Appreciate y'all for listening.
Make some plays, mama diagnosed with cancer. I had to stop, I had to pray. Like, I don't know, my mama's strong, but a life you gotta save. It's crazy how much has changed. I hope that you hear my pain. Just spitting what's on my brain. This music went through my veins. Praying for better days. No, I've been stuck in my ways, but I'm just finding my way. You know, I'm grinding today, trying to make sure mama's straight. There really no time to waste. Stay moving like I'm afraid. Stay solid, won't ever break. No hesitation. Just a young legend in the making. Go out and get it. Know that I'ma take it. Pray I make it and never get comfortable. I can never get complacent. I'm working, I'm on a mission. This talent was God given. It's all about repetition and staying consistent. I'm on a mission, ain't completed till all of my touches finished. Got my angels with me. Center, motherfucker, I'm a winner. I follow by my agenda. The UCE, the name you gon' remember. Not what person can check me. You need like many defenders. Live free or die hard. I'm feeling like Bruce Willis. Give a fuck who got next. My nigga, I got now. Say a prayer one time. Gotta hold this shit down. Gotta make this shit count. Not just over the mount. When I shoot my shot, fuck it. I don't need a rebound. Standing firm on everything. 10 toes on the ground. For all my niggas that ain't with me. Angels up in the clouds. I keep my head to the sky. They living through me every day. Feel I'ma make it with this rap. Yeah, I ain't got no other way. Keep my head to the sky. They living through me every day. Feel I'ma make it with this rap. Yeah, I ain't got no other way. I keep my angels with me.